You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Gina Kim and Chris Young are the husband and wife team behind Circumference, a line of natural skincare products aimed at changing the way we think about the beauty industry and how we treat the environment. Growing up in a traditional Korean household, Gina was taught that taking care of your skin is equally as important as taking care of your overall health. And her family members even made their own skincare remedies, a far cry from the toxin-filled products she saw on the market, often in non-recyclable plastics. So, together with her husband, the pair have gone back to the basics in creating natural products with a simple message that strips away the pseudoscience and bold claims. Here's Gina and Chris now with the story of Circumference.
Growing up in a Korean household, beauty was always a topic for us, especially natural, clean beauty. Growing up, I lived with my mom and my grandma as well, and we're really surrounded by all the aunties in the household. So growing up, beauty, it wasn't so going to the drugstore or going to a beauty counter and buying these products. It was more about the natural ingredients and what's great for you. So we would do homemade products like rinsing your face with rice water. And my mom would really sit me down and explain why that was good for you, what properties in that ingredient would do for your skincare. Also things like nail polish, we would use flower petals that would dye our nails. And so I think I was exposed to a lot of that. And it felt like slow beauty more so than fast beauty. We took the time to really create a ritual for ourselves and a routine every day and really revel in that. So I think I was exposed to a sense of self-care at a young age.
We often call ourselves, whimsically, we call ourselves the anti-skincare skincare company. And a lot of that is because we've kind of uncovered a lot of layers of how the skincare industry operates, or beauty industry at large operates, and a lot of the practices that are either unethical or detrimental to our environment or our health. So, you know, we found a lot of that. And so a few examples of that. What we really decided to hone in on was focusing more on our supply chain and really looking at the underbelly of the beauty industry and how it operates. And so the most common practice in beauty is, you know, you go to a manufacturer and you typically white label a set of products and you can be out on the market within weeks. And it's a very quick and easy process. And I think that's where we spotted some of the problems, is that in lieu of efficiency, you can be out on the market very quickly, there was absolutely very little transparency and lots of secrecy in terms of where the ingredients were being sourced from, how they're being harvested and cultivated, processed and engineered. A lot of that secrecy was what really drove our curiosity to start Circumference.
Right now, natural beauty is trending, and it's something that's been hot for the past few years. But I think one thing that people don't think about is sustainable beauty. We take our cues from the food industry, from the fashion industry. You know, they're paving the way right now when it comes to sustainability. We noticed the beauty industry, it was a little bit lacking. And just because something's natural doesn't mean it's sustainable. So that's where we really took a pause, and we reconsidered the options for consumers out there. And we noticed people, they're ready for something a little bit more sustainable, something smarter, something a little bit more mission-driven. So when we call ourselves sustainable beauty, it's all the cores, where the ingredients are from, how they're harvested, how they're manufactured, back to the farmers, how are they doing with their communities, how can we help them live a sustainable life. So that's where we meld sustainability with our natural products. And one thing to note is we're not all natural, we're naturally powered. We like to meld science and natural products together. Just because something's natural doesn't mean it's better. You have to take into consideration the safety of a product, the efficacy of a product. Sometimes naturally powered ingredients, they're more stable, they last longer, they're a little bit more stable on your face. So that's all the things we take into consideration.
I think over time, when we first started to do research around skincare, there was very little transparency as to how products were coming together. And so, you know, when we first started, we would reach out to manufacturers and we would tell them exactly what our needs are. But we were met with resistance when we would ask questions around the supply chain level. So again, the question of where are the ingredients coming from, the fact that they would resist the answer, and not only resist, but the bigger concern is that they don't even know themselves. And so, you know, we took it upon ourselves very early on to say, okay, well, we have to make it a mission to to know for ourselves at least where these ingredients are coming from and what our impact globally can be if we're sourcing things the right way. And again, similar to how the food industry kind of revolutionized a way of providing transparency, being able to trace where the ingredients are coming from and how it's being harvested, I think we took a page out of that and applied it to beauty. And we said, okay, if we're sourcing natural ingredients, we have to be really aware of where it's coming from and the impact that it can have to the producers, and not only the producers, but the community and the region at large. And so we focus specifically on sourcing all of our ingredients from their own native regions, which means that the plants have been harvested and cultivated there for thousands and thousands of years. And so that's a very important piece to our entire brand.
When we first got into this industry, Chris and I were new. We don't have a beauty background. So that actually gave us, we think of it as a luxury. Because we're new to the space, we had to take the time to really dig deep from, you know, nose to tail. How does everything work? And the next step for us, we're finding the experts and the right partners. So we must have contacted, I don't know, dozens of manufacturers. And so we reached out to all of them. We tried to find people in the tri-state area close by. We went in person. We talked to them, and we really dug into who their suppliers were. Where are you getting these ingredients? And as Chris mentioned, sometimes they can't even tell us. They didn't know themselves. So we met a really great partner of ours where they allowed us to bring in our own ingredients. And that way, Chris and I, we knew exactly where, let's say, our Sacha Inchi, we knew where that seed was from. So we were able to bring that ourselves, and our manufacturer, they were so open to letting us bring it into their facility, and we would extract the oils there. So that way, we know exactly where it's from. We do composition analysis, so that way we know what the ingredients are, what the breakdown of the ingredients are. And the testing does show that ingredients from their native indigenous lands, they do have a higher levels of nutrients. They're more efficient, you know, they have higher antioxidants, they're just better for you overall. So the efficacy is much higher.
You know, I think consumers nowadays are getting smarter and smarter. So the pseudoscience kind of tropes and manipulative tactics that the beauty industry has utilized for a long time, I would say, you know, they prey on the insecurities of humans. So terms like anti-wrinkles or anti-aging, you know, that never quite compelled us more so than beautifully told stories around where the ingredients of a product come from, who's manufacturing it, who are the humans that are actually touching these products to make it a reality. And so for us, we've always focused on the storytelling aspect of our products. You know, we don't ever make miracle claims, and we don't try to utilize these tactics to sell a customer once on our product. What we try to instead do is really empower them with knowledge and educate them on how our products work, why the ingredients that we source are better for them. And in turn, what we do is we want to build trust. We want to build that bridge with us and our customers and a more intimate relationship with them so that they know that each and every product we release, they can trust is high quality and they can come back to us time and time after again. We decided to not fundraise early on. You know, I think for the most part, being a young brand and having a very particular point of view on beauty, we really wanted to have the flexibility and freedom to be able to explore our brand and react quickly to the way consumers came to us. So we decided not to fundraise because ultimately we had a number of conversations with a lot of different VCs as well as private equity firms and angel investors. And what we really found was that, you know, we were easily being compared to some other brands within our industry that had some popularity. And I think there are some topics to, you know, discuss in terms of how effective direct-to-consumer brand versus more traditionally distributed brands are. And we chose to distribute to retailers because we find a lot of tremendous value in having a relationship through our retailers with our customers. And we ultimately utilize them as a platform for us to tell our story. And so, you know, we initially resisted the idea of raising investment. We decided to fund everything ourselves because, you know, we had a very specific vision in mind in terms of how we wanted to build this brand and how we wanted to maneuver it. And we really didn't want to be really pressured in different ways around it.
I think the main challenges we see as we grow are scale. And with scale, we want to grow fast. We have so many products that we want to share with the world. And I think the challenge is slowing down, really taking the time to suss out each product, really break down the formulations, really figure out what ingredients we want to put in there and source them ourselves. I think we'll just have to self-check ourselves, make sure we're not running too fast to launch too many products. I think Chris and I, at the core, we'll just stay true to our mission, what we want to put out into the world, how we want to educate our consumers, and take the time to do that.
For us, sustainability is really a vehicle for innovation. And so if we look at how we can continue to improve our quality even as we scale, we always turn back to kind of the core ethos around our brand, again, sustainability. And so if that's the case, we are constantly trying to improve, not only just maintain the quality and the ethical practices that we employ, but we're constantly trying to improve it. And so, you know, our belief is that no brand is perfect. No matter how much you want to get to that perfect place, there's always room for improvement. There's always room for positive impact. So for us, innovation is really about finding more and more sustainable ways. Where we might back away from one route, we're going to find new routes to be even more sustainable or even have a bigger impact globally from an environmental and social standpoint.
That's all the time we have on today's program. Thank you to Gina Kim and Chris Young for sharing the story of Circumference, and to Henry Ree Sheridan for conducting this interview in New York City. The show was mixed and edited by Alex Port Felix. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.